New mothers face age-old challenges, and decidedly modern ones as well. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Margaret Quinlan, associate professor of communication studies at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, discusses these trials.
New mothers have faced many of the same health issues for generations, but the number of experts, lay technical and other, is exponentially growing, particularly on social media. In our historical and qualitative research, Bethany Johnson and I explore health crises emergent from preconception through early toddlerhood. These crises may include fertility and conception challenges, premature birth, infant loss, and postpartum health issues. We explore the shifting nature of expertise and the impact of its mediated dissemination on the mother-child dyad. While immersing ourselves in the literature of our respective fields, we interviewed dozens of people, surveyed hundreds, gathered and coded thousands of social media posts, and collected archival materials from multiple locations. We found ideologies popular in the late 19th and early 20th century resurfacing on today's social media platforms. Even if our methods for soothing and treating babies have shifted, we no longer lance their gums for teething or give them baby soothers with opioids, our archival research illuminates the longevity of some parental worries. Why is my baby crying? Should my baby be rolling over? Parents past and present grieve the loss of their babies and young children deeply. Some have treasured photographs taken in which they appear as if they are asleep. Will some social media platforms remove and then restore these images? They exist within a long tradition of memorializing loss. We call for a re-examination of categorizations of medical expertise in the social media age, as well as a template for engaging on these platforms without increasing self-surveillance or reproducing and upholding unequal social hierarchies. While we've witnessed some progress, we still have a long way to go.
That was Margaret Quinlan of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.